You're listening to the Texas Standard. In 1981, the Go-Go's debut album Beauty and the Beat climbed to the number one spot on the U.S. Billboard charts. In 1982, their second album, Vacation, reached number eight on the Billboard chart. A harbinger for the new wave movement, the Go-Go's were also making history as the first multi-platinum selling all-woman band who played their own instruments, wrote their own songs, and had an album that reached the number one spot on the Billboard chart. They'd made their stand along the likes of Blondie and Joan Jett in the nexus of an industry notorious for underestimating women's ability to rock. The band's bassist, Kathy Valentine, an Austin, Texas native, has a new memoir out called All I Ever Wanted, detailing her experience as a Go-Go. Kathy Valentine, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
I think a lot of people listening right now haven't, unless they live in Austin, haven't made the connection between the Go-Go's and Texas, but you are that. How did you wind up in the Go-Go's in the first place? You've been playing for a while, right?
Yeah, I started having bands as soon as I could put them together and had some gear. But by the time I was 19, I'd been playing, I was probably on my third or fourth band. And we just thought, to make it, you've got to get, you know, you got to go to New York City or Los Angeles. And we picked Los Angeles to move. The band I had was called The Violators. And me and the two other women that were in that band, Marilyn and Carla Olson, we moved to Los Angeles in 1978. And promptly broke up. And then Carla Olson and I started the Textones. We were really missing Texas. And there was a lot of Texas expatriates in California. And we all gravitated towards each other. So when we started that band, I did that for about 2 years. And I left the band. And I was in a little bit of a free fall. Like, what am I going to do? And then I met Charlotte, who is the guitar player in the Go-Go's, and I met her...
Charlotte Caffey.
Yeah, I met her at the Whiskey a Go-Go at an X concert, and the rest is history, shall we say.
Did you know from the get-go that this was something special when you hooked up with the Go-Go's?
Well, it's interesting because I saw them when I first moved to LA and I kind of dismissed them. In my mind, I was a real musician and they had a ways to go and I kind of didn't think too much of them. And then I saw them about a year later and they were selling out clubs in LA. So they got my attention at that point. Wasn't a follower or anything, but what made me want to be in the band and not be temporary was learning their songs. To me, the absolute essence and the secret to the Go-Go's success is the songs.
I mean, you guys are talented musicians. Each of you is really top shelf. Did you feel like the music videos and the whole, maybe the pop culture scene obscured some of the musicality or not so much?
I think the only image thing that kind of got under our skin a little was being, you know, we weren't sexualizing ourselves and we weren't acting like guys. You know, we didn't mind being girls at all, but it kind of got packaged into a very benign, cutesy, bubbly.
Right.
And it's hard to say at what point you don't like that, because we were fun and we were energetic and we were bouncy.
People People sort of think light and fluffy Go-Go's, but it could get pretty dark from what you write about.
I look at it like this. You know, a lot of people go off to college and they go kind of wild. They're out of the house. They're of drinking age. And we're all 22, 23 years old. It's the 80s, which is an era that's already been recognized across the board as one of excess and kind of a lot of debauchery. Yeah, we were having a good time. And you don't have to grow up. Like when you're in a band, you're just... I called it like being babies with a bunch of babysitters. It's like you can sleep late and sleep on the bus or sleep in your hotel room and roll out of bed in the afternoon and go play. And but you get to a point where you kind of need to start, you cross a line.
I remember when the Go-Go's started to dissolve. I think a lot of us have that memory. And it was like, no. But and the way that you describe how this thing that had been so much a part of you, that you had invested so much of yourself in, oh my gosh, I could feel your heart breaking there. I mean, it was just, you know, it was like lost in space.
It, not only was it, you know, I had achieved my dream, because I moved out to LA. I mean, pretty much as soon as I started having bands, my goal was to make it in a band. And getting in the Go-Go's and having us succeed was the, you know, fulfilling that dream, but it also was so much more. It fulfilled my longing to be a part of something, to feel connected, to feel like I was in a family. It felt like a sisterhood. Mm-hmm. By the time we get to the point where it's falling apart, I am consumed and driven on pretty much, I would say, equal parts desperation and fear to keep it.
Yeah. Would you say, I mean, getting sober was a kind of turning point for you in your ability to sort of move on from the Go-Go's?
Yes, getting sober became my driving impulse. After the Go-Go's broke up, I felt very driven to try to make it again. And everything I did seemed to not go anywhere. It just wasn't working. And so by the time I got sober, it felt like that's the only thing I can do. This is one thing I can do that will be different, and maybe my life will change. And it did. Everything changed. And to this day, it's the foundation of what is, for me, a life filled with abundance and blessings.
Let me ask you something. Once a Go-Go, always a Go-Go, or is that just then and this is now? How do you see that?
It's such a big part of my life, and I think will always be. But at the same time, I don't really want to be defined by that. I'm grateful for it. But do I want it to define me? No. I'm 60 years old. I don't want to be known as the person that played bass on We Got the Beat in 1982, and that's the epitaph. I don't need the validation, but I need to say it. I need to say, hey, I'm here, and I'm more than that.
She's a mother. She's a former member of the Go-Go's, certainly. She's an accomplished musician.
Oh, no, not former.
Oh, okay.
I'm still a Go-Go.
Still a Go-Go.
Yeah.
Kathy Valentine is the author of a new memoir called All I Ever Wanted. Congratulations, and thanks so much for spending a bit of your time with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.